谢主带领我们能够一起守安息日来学习神的道。
Thank God for guiding us that we can keep the Sabbath together and learn His word.
今天下午跟我们一起来学习有价值的眼泪。
And this afternoon for our mutual learning, we'll learn about the valuable tear.
我们人是有感情的动物。
And humans, they are emotional beings.
所以人有喜怒哀乐各样的情绪表现。
And so people, they express their emotions. They are joyful, they are sad.
有时候人在痛苦当中啊，他会哭泣。
And sometimes when people are going through sorrow, they cry.
当然有的人在很快乐的时候也会哭泣。
And other people may also cry when they are very happy.
哭泣的时候都会有眼泪。
And when you cry, there are tears.
当然有的人啊，因为干眼症哈，就是不会掉眼泪的。
And there are some people, they have dry eye disease, and so they do not shed tears.
有的时候必须要手术，因为这个眼泪对我们的眼睛啊，也是一种保护的作用。
And some people, they have to have a surgery because tears, they actually have a very protective purpose.
能够让我们得到滋润，让我们眼睛有时候会消炎。
And they help disinfect the eye.
让一个人在非常悲伤痛苦的时候。
So when someone is very sad and sorrowful.
有时候大哭一场流一些眼泪会觉得比较舒服一点。
They will feel better after they cry and they shed tears.
所以眼泪有它的一些作用在。
So there are some purposes to tears.
保罗说我们要跟喜乐的人同喜乐，跟哀哭的人同哀哭。
And then Paul, he said that we should be joyful with those who are joyful and sorrowful with those who are sorrowful.
也就是说人际关系有时候能够体谅别人跟别人同苦同乐。
And that is to say that we must be able to sympathize with others in our interpersonal relationships.
有一次拉撒路死掉了。
And once when Lazarus died.
后来主耶稣来到他们家。
And when Jesus went to his house.
马大跟玛利亚因为弟弟死掉非常难过。
Martha and Mary, because their brother had just died, they felt very sorrowful.
所以他们在哭泣。
And so they were crying.
那些来安慰他们的也一起哭泣。
And those who had come to comfort them were also crying.
所以主耶稣看到这个情形，主耶稣也哭了。
So when Jesus saw this, he also wept.
因为他感叹这个死亡对人类是一种非常大的痛苦跟危险。
Because he knew that death to man is a very sorrowful thing.
因为死亡带给人痛苦，带给人绝望。
Because death brings the end of hope and it brings sorrow.
因为耶稣哭了。
And because Jesus wept.
所以很多人看了以后就说你看他爱这个人是何等的恳切。
They said, look at him. His love for this person is so sincere.
我们看到主耶稣是一个非常慈悲怜悯的救主。
And we see that Jesus is a very merciful and loving God.
真的跟那些忧伤哀哭的人跟他们一起忧伤一起哀哭。
And so he shares in the mourning and sorrow of those who mourn in sorrow.
我们这个眼泪有的非常有价值。
And there is great value to tears.
我们看诗篇五十六篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 56.
诗篇五十六篇。
Psalm 56.
第八节。
Verse 8.
五十六篇第八节。
Psalm 56, verse 8.
我几次流离，你都记述。求你把我的眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你的册子上吗？我们知道这个大卫一生受很多苦。
And we know that David, he endured a lot of suffering and sorrow throughout his life.
当然他也流过相当多的眼泪。
And so he shed a lot of tears.
他说他在流离痛苦当中神都纪念把这些事情都记在册子上面。
And here it says that when he was lamenting in his sorrow, God, he remembered them and he recorded them.
他也求神说把他的眼泪能够用那个皮带把它装起来。
Peniel also asked God to record and list his tears on God's scroll.
也就是让他的眼泪能够得纪念，让他的眼泪不会白流。
That is to say that he would not share tears in vain, that his tears will be remembered.
所以有些眼泪是流得很有价值，能够蒙纪念的。
So some tears are shed and they are very valuable, they are worthy to be remembered.
当然也有一些眼泪是没有效的眼泪，是白流的。
And there are some tears that have no purpose.
我们看希伯来书的12章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书12章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
16节。
Verse 16.
希伯来书12章16节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16.
恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因为一点点的食物，把自己的长子的名分卖了。17节。17。后来想要承受父亲所住的福，竟被拒绝。虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转。 这是你们知道的。希伯来书的作者把以扫的遭遇来提醒我们。So
the author of Hebrews, he used the what Esau went through to remind us.
说我们不要贪恋世俗，好像以扫一样。That
we should not
16节，贪恋世俗，好像以扫。
That we should not be godless like Esau.
那个以扫本来是以撒的大儿子。
And Esau, he was the oldest son of Isaac.
按照规定，他能够承受父亲的产，加倍的产业，还有从父亲来的祝福。
And so according to the regulations, he would inherit the blessings from his father.
但他却看清这个长子的名分。
And because he was the oldest son,
所以用一点点的食物，就跟他的弟弟交换了。He
sold his rights as the oldest son, with a single meal.
那等到后来，他的父亲把这个福气祝福给弟弟。So
later on, when his father blessed his younger brother,
他虽然要求父亲说，你还有什么福气？你难道没有其他的福气可以赐福给我吗？
He asked his father, "Do you not have other blessings that you can give to me?"
父亲说，我的儿子，我还能够为你做什么呢？
And his father replied, "My son, what else can I do for you?"
这个福气，我已经祝福在你弟弟身上，他也能够得福。
I have already given my blessings to your younger brother.
以扫一直再三的要求。
And even though Esau sought these blessings,
后来雅各说，天上的甘露，地上的回土都离开你了。
And in the end, he said that the earth and the heaven.
你要靠着刀剑度日。
And so you must find your own means to survive.
等到你强壮的时候，才能够脱离你兄弟的捆锁。
And only after you find your own means of survival can you be unbounded from your brother.
所以我们看到以扫后来失掉福分。
And so we see that in the end, Esau he lost his blessing.
他后来的祖孙，就整个民族就消失掉了。
In the end, his descendants disappeared.
所以圣经里面有一卷这个俄巴底亚书，就是讲到以扫的祖孙将来他们整个消失的一些记录。And
the book of Obadiah in the Bible records how the descendants of Esau vanished.
所以这里讲到说，因为以扫 贪恋一点点食物,
and here it says because Esau he wanted the single meal,
所以他看不起这个长子的名分,
and so he took his rights as the oldest son very lightly.
虽然一直哀哭，一直求，但是没有办法让父亲的心意回转。
And so even though he sought the blessings of tears, he cannot change the heart of his father.
这是一个没有功效的祷告的眼泪。
So these are very ineffective tears.
我们再看撒母耳记下18章。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 18.
32节。
2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 32.
撒母耳记下18章32节。
2 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 32.
王问古士人说：“少年人亚沙龙平安不平安？”古士人回答说：“愿我主我王的仇敌和一切兴起要杀害你的人都与那少年人一样。”33节。33。王就心里伤痛，上城门挪去哀哭，一面走一面说：“ 我儿亚沙龙啊，我儿亚沙龙啊，我恨不得替你死，亚沙龙啊，我的儿子啊。我们知道这个大卫啊，他有很多的孩子。We
know that David, he had a lot of children.
他可能年轻的时候，因为他生活不是很安定。
And because his life was not very stable when he was young.
所以对他的一些儿女啊，没有真正好好的教导。
And so he did not teach his sons and daughters right.
所以在儿女之间啊，发生一些不幸的事情。
And so there were some unfortunate things that happened between his sons and
daughters. 因为暗恋啊，侮辱了这个亚沙龙亲妹妹。
And because they have violated Absalom's own sister.
亚沙龙怀恨啊，就把暗恋杀掉。And
so Absalom, out of hatred, he killed his brother.
后来亚沙龙啊，为着要得到父亲的王位。And
later on, when Absalom wanted the throne,
他跟一些啊不知情的百姓联合起来。He
rallied up some people of the land.
攻进了耶路撒冷城。And
they went to attack.
因为他们想啊。 主要把大卫杀掉啊，这个王位啊就是亚沙龙的。Because
they thought if we killed David, then the throne will go to Absalom.
所以大卫在那个匆忙当中啊，他就逃离这个耶路撒冷。So
in amongst all of this, David escaped.
后来这个大卫的元帅约押跟亚沙龙的军队在野地里面一直征战。And
at the time, the general of David was fighting with Absalom in the desert.
要出去打仗的时候啊，大卫一直交代他的一些军兵。
And before they went to war, David instructed his men.
说你们无论怎么样，你们要因为我的缘故啊，来恩待那个少年人亚沙龙。
He said that no matter what happens because of me, you must treat my son right.
而且我在征战的时候啊，亚沙龙被他的头发 被树枝啊勾住了。And
so in battle, Absalom's hair got caught in the tree branches.
约押就过去就把他杀掉了。And
so he was killed.
所以后来大卫的军队得胜回来。And
so David's men were victorious.
大卫就问那个报信的少年人说啊，军队怎么样呢？
And so David asked the messenger what is happening.
他说已经太平了，现在已经平静下来了。And
he said that they are at peace now.
大卫又问说那个少年人亚沙龙怎么样？
And then David asked about Absalom.
啊，他平安不平安呢？
Is he peaceful or not?
那这个少年人说啊，愿我主我王的敌人啊，都跟那个少年人一样。
And the messenger said that may the people, the enemies, just be like Absalom.
所以大卫知道说他的儿子亚沙龙被杀了。And
so David knew that his son had been killed.
这个儿子啊，一直背叛，还要想把父亲杀掉。And
even though the son, he was rebellious and he wanted to kill his father.
虽然是一个相当悖逆的儿子。And
even though he was very rebellious.
但是大卫因为这个儿子死掉了，他很痛苦。
But because the son had died, David felt very sorrowful.
他跑到那个城门楼上啊，在那边痛哭。And
he went to the gateway and he wept.
他说啊，我恨不得啊，替我自己的儿子来死。And
he said, if only I had died in his place.
他说本来那些军兵啊，打胜仗回来。And
so when the people had, they were victorious and returned.
结果听到大卫在哀哭。
When they heard that David was mourning,
结果整个军兵啊，就失掉那个得胜的欢乐。
the whole army, they lost the joy of victory.
啊, 全体好像打败仗一样。
And all of them were like as if they were, had been defeated.
啊, 后来耶和华才去劝王说, 你如果不出来安慰百姓的话, 可能今天晚上啊, 主有大家都离弃你, 只剩下你一个人啊, 孤孤单单啊。
And later on, Joab, he went to King David and said, if you do not comfort your men, then tonight you will be left alone.
哦, 我们看到说啊, 大卫啊, 对儿子没有好好的管教。
So we see that David, he did not carefully instruct his children.
啊, 最后他的儿子亚沙龙啊, 啊, 被杀了。
And in the end, his son Absalom was
killed. 那个时候他痛哭啊, 但是已经没有办法挽回了, 因为 造成这个相当大的遗憾呢。
And in the end, even though he wept and mourned, he could not change the circumstance.
啊, 虽然哀哭啊, 流泪啊, 但是也于事无补。
And even though he wept, he could not do anything to make up for his loss.
所以这是没有功效的眼泪。
So these are tears that are ineffective.
圣经里面却讲到有很多的眼泪啊, 是有价值的, 是蒙纪念的。
And the Bible records many tears that are of value, that are remembered.
我们来看撒母耳记上第一章。
Let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse
6. 一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse
6. 说比尼拿看到神不给约哈拿生意。 就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。第七节。
Seven。每人上到神的殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿。比利拿仍然激动他，以助他哭泣不吃饭。第八节。Verse 8。她丈夫以利加拿对她说：“哈拿，你为什么哭泣不吃饭呢？
为什么心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？我们看第十节。
Verse 10。第十节，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷神。我们看到这里啊，哈拿因为没有生意啊，被人家欺负，所以她感到很痛苦。 And here we see that Hannah, she was bullied because she did not give birth to any children.
没有办法得到安慰。
And she could not be comforted.
所以最后她只有到会幕嘛, 到神的面前啊, 向神祷告哭泣。
And so she went to the Lord's temple and she prayed and wept before God.
说她心里相当的愁苦, 就痛痛哭泣, 祷告神。
And because she felt bitterness in her soul, she wept and prayed to God.
以利以为说啊, 她喝醉酒了。And
Eli thought she had drank too much wine.
说你这个妇人啊, 要醉到什么时候呢?
So she said, how long will you be drunk?
但是哈拿说啊, 我是一个心里愁苦的妇人。
But Hannah replied, I am a woman who was deeply troubled.
我在神的面前啊, 倾心吐意。
So I'm pouring out my soul before the Lord.
后来以利就说啊, 如果这样的话, 愿神啊, 能够垂听你的祷告。
And Eli said, if this is so, then may God grant your prayers.
啊, 所以哈拿就安心的去吃饭了。
And so Hannah, she went away to eat.
后来神垂听她的祷告。
And later on, God answered her prayers.
后来赐给她一个儿子。
And God gave her a son.
啊, 让这个孩子长大以后, 他就把他带到 会务,
and so later on, when the son had grown older, she dedicated him to God.
他对以利说啊, 这个孩子就是我在神的面前祷告求来的。
And she said to Eli, this is the son that I asked for before God.
他说我要让他终身啊, 在神的会幕里面来服侍神。
So I want him to dedicate him to serve God in the temple.
所以因为他哀哭流泪的祷告, 神垂听, 成全, 安慰他, 应许给他。
And because of her prayer and her tears, God comforted her and granted her what she asked for.
所以这种爱哭流泪的祷告啊, 就是神所喜悦的。
So God finds favor in this kind of prayer where you pray in and mourn.
西西家做王的时候曾经生了重病。
And then
西西家,
Hezekiah. So when Hezekiah became king, he became ill.
先祖跟他讲说，你得了必死的病。
And the prophet told him, "You have a disease which you would die from."
假使你有什么遗言的话，你要交代清楚。
So if you have anything to command, you should do it now.
因为你要死，你不会活了。
Because you will surely die, you will not live.
那这个西西家听了以后啊，他就很难过，就脸就往啊朝向这个墙边呐。
And so when the king heard this, he was very sad, and he turned against
towards the wall. 痛痛哭泣呀，向神祷告。
And he wept and he mourned before God.
这神就叫先知说，你回去。
And so God told the prophet to go back.
说你去告诉这个西西家王。
He said, "Go and tell the king."
我听见了他的祷告，我看见了他的眼泪。
That I have heard his prayers, I have seen his tears.
我现在要增加他15年的寿命。
So I add to his life 15 years.
结果过几天以后啊，西西家真的就好起来了。
And a few days later, King Hezekiah he recovered from his sickness.
我们来看一下约伯记16章。
And let us turn to Job.
约伯记16章。
Job chapter 16.
18节。
Job chapter 16 verse 18.
约伯记16章18节。
Job chapter 16 verse 18.
说地呀，不要遮盖我的血，不要阻挡我的哀求。19节。19。现今在天上有我的见证，在上面有我的中宝。20节。20。我的朋友讥笑我，我却向神啊泪眼汪汪。这是约伯的祷告，约伯的哭泣。
This is the prayer of Job.
我们知道约伯是一个敬畏神的义人。
And we know that Job, he was a person who feared God and he was righteous.
圣经里面说啊，他敬畏神啊，把他远离恶事。
And the Bible records that he was a righteous man who shunned evil.
那因为受到魔鬼的试探。
But because he was tempted by Satan.
所以他的财宝儿女啊，一时之间啊，全部消失掉。
So he lost all his all his possessions and his children.
全身啊，从脚到头啊，长疮。
And he was covered in boils from head to toe.
所以在那个痛苦当中啊，在那个如灰当中。
And so he was in great suffering.
他有几个朋友从远地方来，要来安慰他。
At this time, he had a couple of friends who traveled far to come and comfort him.
看到耶伯的苦境啊，他们。 好几天啊，说不出一句话来。
And when they saw how much Job suffered, they could not speak for a couple of days.
后来他们就想啊，神是公义的神啊。
And they saw that God is a God that is just.
所以他们想啊，约伯一定是犯罪，不然他怎么会遭遇到这么大的苦？
So they said that Job must have sinned, or else how would he encounter such great suffering?
所以就开始责备约伯。
And so they started to rebuke Job.
说神是公义的神啊，
They said that God is just.
他这个苦难啊，不会无中生有的。
And the suffering, there has to be a reason to it.
你如果不是得罪神啊，不会有这样的遭遇。
And if you did not sin against God, you would not encounter the suffering.
约伯已经在非常极度的痛苦当中。
And Job was already suffering.
不但没有人能够安慰他。
And during this time, not only did no one comfort him,
这些朋友啊，不但没有给他安慰啊，反而加增他更大的痛苦。
And so these friends, they did not comfort him, but they added to his suffering.
好像在那个伤口为他撒盐一样。
And so they were like putting salt on the wounds.
所以他向神哀哭啊。
So Job cried to God.
他说，地啊，你不要遮盖我的血。
He said, "O earth, do not cover my blood."
你不要阻挡我向神哀求。And
may my cry never be laid to rest.
我很好的朋友啊，他们都来讥笑我、攻击我。My
friends have come to laugh at me.
但是我只有在神的面前啊，眼泪汪汪的向神哭诉啊。But
before God, I will pour out my eyes in tears.
因为从人啊，根本没有办法得到真正的安慰。
Because from man he cannot receive this comfort.
唯有流泪啊，祷告向神倾诉。
only through prayer and pray, crying before God.
那结果他的哭泣啊, 能够得到神的安慰。
And so when he cried before God, he was comforted.
最后神让他从这个苦境当中能够转回来。
And so God let him return from his suffering.
又给他加倍的祝福。
And God added to his blessings.
所以当苦难当中啊, 还要记得向神祷告求。
So in suffering, we must remember to pray before God.
说我们的眼泪啊, 神会纪念。
And we, our tears will be remembered by God.
所以主耶稣说啊, 哀痛的人能够得到安慰。
And so Jesus said that those who mourn will be comforted.
说哀哭的人啊, 就能够得到喜笑。
And those who cry, they will have tears of joy.
那第二种能够蒙纪念的眼泪啊, 就是悔改的眼泪。
And the second type of tears that will be remembered are the tears of repentance.
请看马太福音26章75节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音26章75节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 75.
26章75节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 75.
彼得想起耶稣所说的话。 鸡叫以先啊, 你要三次不认我, 他就出去痛哭啊。 我们知道彼得相, 真的是相当爱主。
And we know that Peter, he did love Jesus.
就主耶稣说啊, 人要因为我的缘故啊, 都会跌倒。
And Jesus said that many will fall.
因为人要击打牧人啊, 羊就要分散了。
And because they were attacking the shepherd, the sheep would be scattered.
但彼得说啊, 主啊, 我就是跟你一起去死啊, 我都愿意。
And Peter said, if Lord, if I have to die with you, I will be willing to do so.
其实彼得不是随便讲讲的, 因为他真的很爱主。
And Peter did not say this lightly, he said it because he did love Jesus.
所以他说啊, 我就是跟你同死, 我都愿意, 我怎么会不承认你呢?
And he said, I will never deny you. I will be willing to die with you.
所以后来看到门,看到主耶稣被抓去了。
And so when he saw that Jesus was captured,
那个时候门徒都跑走了。
At that time, the disciples fled.
那门徒, 这个彼得啊, 还是要想要跟随主。
But Peter, he wanted to follow Jesus.
只是那个情势不好啊, 所以他就跟主跟得远远的。
But because of the circumstance, he followed Jesus from afar.
当主耶稣被带到那个大祭司的院子里面受审判的时候,
So when Jesus was brought into the courtyard,
彼得还是跟到里面去。
Peter continued to follow him inside.
他看到那个情势不好, 看到主耶稣被定罪了。
And when he saw that the circumstance was not very good and that Jesus had
been convicted, 他就开始害怕不敢承认主。
At that time, he began to feel afraid, and he did not want to own up to Jesus.
有人对他说啊, 你就是跟耶稣一党的。
Someone said that you are one with Jesus.
彼得说啊, 我不知道你在讲什么。
And Peter said, I do not know what you're talking about.
我根本就不认识这个人。
I don't know this man.
他还发咒起誓啊。
And he even swore to this.
结果最后啊, 这个鸡叫了。
And later on, the rooster crowed.
那个时候他才想起主耶稣的话。
And at that time, he remembered what Jesus had told him.
因为主耶稣说啊, 鸡叫以前啊, 你要三次不认我。
Because Jesus had said before the rooster crows, you would disown me three times.
说他想到主耶稣的爱, 想到自己的软弱。
So when he thought about the love of Jesus and his own weakness,
所以他就出到, 就到外面去啊, 在那边痛哭。
He went outside and he wept bitterly.
因为这个哭泣啊, 所以让他以后啊, 能够得到复兴啊, 啊, 这是悔改给他一个复兴的一种力量。
But because of these tears, they gave him the strength to repent and revive himself.
所以当主耶稣复活以后啊, 他又回来。
So when Jesus resurrected, he returned.
当五旬节得圣灵以后,
and after he received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost,
他就非常的勇敢啊, 为主传福音啊, 甚至不怕。 被杀被下监。
He boldly went out to preach for Jesus. He was not afraid of being killed.
啊, 这是因为他悔改的眼泪啊, 带给他一种复兴的力量。
And that is because his tears of repentance gave him strength to revive himself.
我们看诗篇的51篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 51.
诗篇51篇。
Psalm 51.
我们看第一节。
Psalm 51 verse 1。
诗篇五十一篇第一节。
Psalm 51 verse 1。
说神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你的丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。第二节。
Verse 2。
求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并洁除我的罪。第三节。
3。
因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前。第四节。
4。
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，你判断我的时候显为轻正。跳过来第七节。
Verse 7。
第七节。
Verse 7。
求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。这大卫犯了罪以后啊，他的悔改。
And this is the repentance of David after he had sinned.
当然，我们看到很多的君王啊，有时候犯错了。
We know that a lot of kings, they commit wrongdoing.
啊，先知指责他的时候，有的就说把他抓起来，要把他杀掉。
And when the prophet rebuked them, they wanted to capture the prophet and kill them.
那大卫也犯了一个相当严重的罪。
And David, he also committed a great sin.
有人说啊，十条诫命他犯了三条。
Some people said that he committed three of the sins out of the Ten Commandments.
所以这个罪啊，相当严重。
So this is a very serious sin.
但是先知责备他说啊，你犯罪了。
But when the prophet rebuked him and said, "You have sinned."
你所做的事情，神很不高兴。
What you have done, God is not very pleased with you.
大卫马上说啊，我得罪神了。
David said immediately, "I have sinned against God."
所以他真的在神的面前，在人的面前呢、啊，确切的痛悔。
And so before God and before men, he wept bitterly.
为着他所犯的罪啊，一直的哭泣、忧伤啊，流泪。
He wept and mourned for the sin that he had committed.
所以在诗篇的第六篇啊。
So in Psalm chapter 6.
他说他想到自己的罪。
He said that when I think about my own sin.
啊，因为非常的忧伤啊，不断的流泪。
This brings me great sorrow and causes me to weep.
说所流的眼泪说啊，连那个床啊都能够飘起来。
And he said my tears will let the even the bed float.
他说那个被褥啊，都整个都湿透了。
And all the couch will be drenched with my tears.
当然，这个是形容他怎么为自己的罪啊痛哭流泪的悔改。
So this is a description of how he repented and how he wept over his sins.
啊，作为一个王啊，这真的是很不容易的。
And this is not easy for a king to do.
所以他一直啊恳求神，向神流泪忏悔。
So he asked God and he cried before God.
说无论怎样，一定要求神怜悯饶恕他。
That no matter what, he wanted God to forgive him.
他说神，你如果喜欢很多的祭物。
And he said, God, if you find favor in a lot of sacrifices,
啊，不管要多少啊，我都可以献给你。
No matter how much, I can offer this to you.
但是我知道你不是那个喜欢祭物的神。
But I know that you are not a God that delights in sacrifice.
你真正喜悦的是忧伤的灵。
But rather, you are a God that delights in a sorrowful,
忧伤痛悔啊，流泪的悔改。这是你不会轻看的。
And you would not look lightly upon a repentant heart.
所以因为他真诚啊，流泪的祷告悔改。
And because of his sincere prayer of repentance.
神借着先知告诉他，神已经赦免你的罪了。
The prophet said that God has already forgiven your sins.
所以你必不至于死。
And so you will not die.
啊，但是因为罪啊，有罪的结果，有罪的报应。
But because there is a consequence to sin,
所以有刀剑会从你的家里兴起来。
So there will be warfare starting from your.
但是我们看到说，大卫因为他彻底的流泪痛悔啊，啊，神保留他的生命。
But we see that because David he wept in tears and he repented, God kept his life.
所以箴言里面说啊，遮掩罪过的没有办法得到亨通。遮盖罪过的没有办法亨通。
And so, the book of Proverbs says that you cannot cover your sin.
啊，确实啊，承认离弃罪过的才会得到连续。
Only those who leave their sins will be forgiven.
所以我们虽然有时候为生活当中的很多苦难在哀哭,
and even though we cry over a lot of suffering in our own lives,
但能够为我们自己的软弱, 为我们所, 我们的过患来哀哭啊, 这是最有价值的。
If we are able to cry over our sufferings and our weaknesses, this is
a value. 这样的眼泪啊, 是蒙神纪念的。
And these tears will be remembered by God.
我们再看第三个。
Let us look at the third item.
看创世纪45章。
Let us look at Genesis 45.
创世纪45章。
Genesis chapter 45.
第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪45章第一节。
Genesis chapter 45, verse 1.
约瑟在左右站着的人面前，停不住噤，愤怒一声说：“人都要离开我去。”约瑟和兄弟相认的时候，并没有一人站在他面前。第二节，他就放声大哭，埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。第三节，3. 约瑟对他的弟兄们说：“我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？”他的弟兄不能回答，因为他们在他的面前非常惊惶。第4节，4. 约瑟又对他兄弟说：“请你们进前来。”他们就进前来。他说：“我是你们的兄弟约瑟。” 就是你们所卖到埃及的第5节。现在不要因为把我卖到这里，自忧自恨，这神差我在你们以先来，为要保全生命。看14节。45章14节。于是约瑟伏在他兄弟便雅悯的颈项哭。 便雅悯也在他颈项上哭，15节。他又与众弟兄亲嘴，抱着他们哭，随后他弟兄们就和他说话。这里讲到这个饶恕的眼泪，这是有价值的。And
here it talks about tears of forgiveness. These are of great value.
约瑟被他的兄弟把他出卖掉。
And Joseph, he was sold by his brothers.
所以一个人举目无亲，在埃及做奴隶。
And so he was a servant in Egypt.
在那边受苦, 后来又被下在监里面。
And there he suffered greatly and he was thrown in prison.
经过十几年的苦以后, 后来有机会神把他高升为宰相。
And after 10 some years of suffering, later on he was made a general of the land.
他的兄弟们因为迦南地饥荒，跑到埃及来买粮食。
And because at the time there was a famine, his brothers came to Egypt to buy food.
约瑟当然一眼就看出他的哥哥。
And Joseph recognized his brothers.
最后，约瑟跟他的哥哥们相认。
And in the end, Joseph, he made himself known to his brothers.
因为想到十几年的委屈。
And because he thought of... what he had gone
through 十几年离开家在外面受苦。
And during these years, he had left home and suffered outside.
所以他最后跟他兄弟相认的时候, 放声大哭。
And so when he made himself known to his brothers, he wept loudly.
他告诉他的哥哥们说, 我是你们的弟弟约瑟。
And he told his brothers, I am your brother, I am Joseph.
那个时候他们兄弟, 大家都很惊慌, 没有办法相信。
And at the time, the brothers could not believe him. They did not know what to do.
但是耶稣就安慰他们,
but Joseph, he comforted them.
说你们不要因为把我卖到埃及，自忧自愤。
And he said that you should not be afraid because or distressed because you sold me to Egypt.
其实是神差我先到埃及来。
But rather, it's because God sent me here first.
为着要保全我们全家人的生命。
He sent me first to save the life of our whole family.
所以约瑟跟他的兄弟相见，可以说各种的感情都交叉在一起。
And so we can say there was mixed emotions when Joseph made himself known to his brothers.
但是我们看到约瑟对他的兄弟根本没有那个怀恨的心。
But we see that Joseph did not have hatred towards his brothers.
啊，而且一直跟他们讲这个和睦安慰的话。
Instead, he comforted them.
后来还叫他们说啊，赶快回去把父亲家人啊全部啊带到埃及来。
And he told them to return and bring back his father and the rest of the family.
啊，让他们住在最美的歌山地呀、啊，啊，来奉养照顾他们的生活。
And so they were able to live in the good land of Egypt.
后来父亲离世了。
And later on, when the father died,
他的兄弟呀、啊，还有良心不安。
The brothers they did not feel at peace in their heart.
怕说啊，现在爸爸不在啦，耶稣可能啊就找机会来给我们报复。
They thought that now that their father was no longer there, maybe Joseph would take this opportunity to seek revenge. And so they sent someone to tell Joseph that your brothers in the past did not treat you right. But your father wishes that you will forgive them. When Joseph heard this, he wept.
他对他的哥哥们说我难道能够代替神吗
？He said to his brothers, "Can I replace God?"
虽然你们本来的意思想要害我
，Even though your intention was to harm me，
但神的意思原来是好的
，But God's will is good。
是借着我先到这里来啊，来保全我们全家人的生命。
That through sending me to come here first, I was able to save the life of our family。
所以我一定会来照顾啊，奉养你们全家。
So I will take care of your whole family。
所以耶稣啊。又用了很多慈爱的话来安慰他们。
And so Joseph used a lot of loving words to comfort his brothers.
所以我们看到说啊，这种骨热的亲情啊，那种完全饶恕的这样的眼泪啊，真的相当宝贵。
And we see that these prayers, these tears that come out of forgiveness are very valuable.
啊，虽然受苦了，但是完全不计较，完全的饶恕。
And even though he had suffered greatly, he did not want his brothers to pay a price for his sin.
后来能够得到大福啊，这也是有原因的啦。
And so there was a reason to why Joseph was greatly blessed.
因为他完全饶恕的精神。
Because he was able to forgive completely.
我们看创世纪的四十九章。
If we look in Genesis chapter 49,
22节
verse 22.
创世纪四十九章二十二节。
Genesis chapter 49, verse 22.
约瑟在，雅各在祝福约瑟。
And here Jacob was blessing Joseph.
啊，约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是犬旁多结果子的枝子。他的枝条探出墙外，二三节。
23.
弓箭所将他苦害，向他射箭，逼迫他，但他的弓啊仍旧坚硬。他的手健壮敏捷，这是因为以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者，你父亲的神必帮助你。那全能者必将天上所有的福，地里所藏的福，以及生产乳养的福都赐给你。你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山岭，自己的边界，这些福啊，必降在约瑟的头上，临到那个与弟兄啊迥别之人的顶上。我们看到约瑟啊，能够得到大福。
And so we see that Joseph he was able to receive great blessings.
所以他对他的弟兄啊，完全的饶恕。
And because he forgave his brothers completely.
啊，能够发挥啊真正的骨肉亲情的爱。
And he was able to show this kind of love towards his brothers.
所以得到神的悦纳，得到大祝福。
And so this found favor in God's eyes.
所以说啊，我们要从内心里面啊饶恕那些啊得罪我们的弟兄。
So we must forgive our brothers and sisters from our heart.
因为这种饶恕的眼泪啊是。很有价值，蒙纪念的。
Because these tears of forgiveness are of great value, and they are.
我们最后谈一点呢、啊，代祷的眼泪。
And last is tears of intercession.
我们看路加福音二三章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter
23. 二十七节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 27.
路加福音二三章二十七节。
Chapter 23, verse 27.
有许多百姓跟随耶稣，那中有好些妇女，妇女们为他嚎啕痛哭。28节。耶稣转身对他们说：耶路撒冷的女子，不要为我哭，当为自己和自己的儿女哭。主耶稣要被带到耶路撒冷去受刑罚。
And so, Jesus was going to be led to Jerusalem to go through his trial.
所以有很多的妇女啊，跟着啊，在那边痛哭。
So a lot of women followed him, and they were mourning and wailing.
主耶稣转身过来说：耶路撒冷的女子啊，你们不要为我哭。
And Jesus turned and said to them, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me.
因为他是甘愿啊，担当我们的罪啊，受苦受刑罚。
Because he was willing to suffer for our sins.
他说啊，你们要为自己和自己的儿女来哭。
He said, weep for yourselves and for your children.
所以我们有时候也要为我们自己的信仰，为我们儿女的信仰，为他们的灵性啊，常常来哭。
And so we should also weep for the spirituality of ourselves and of our children.
做母亲的都是爱儿女。
As parents, we love our children.
有时候儿女生病了，遇到困难了，为他们伤心哀哭。
Sometimes we weep when we see our children suffer in
sickness. 为着让儿女啊得到平安了，什么代价都愿意付出。
And we are willing to pay any price to bring peace to our children.
好像那个迦南妇人呢，她为着让她的女儿得平安。
Just like the women, she wanted to bring peace to her daughter.
无论多大的羞辱啊，她都能够甘心的忍受。
She was able to endure whatever came her way.
那个犯癫痫的那个孩子的父亲
，and the father of the child.
他带着生病的孩子来见耶稣。
He took his sick child before Jesus.
他说：“耶稣啊，你如果能够做什么，求你能够帮助我们。”
He said that Jesus, no matter what you do, can you please help us?
耶稣说：“主要有信心啊，在信的人凡事都能。”
And Jesus said that if you have faith, then all things are possible.
圣经里面说啊，那个父亲啊，就流泪啊，向耶稣哀求。
And at that time, the Bible records that the father wept and pleaded Jesus.
说耶稣啊，我信啊，但是我的信心不够啊。
He said, Jesus, I believe, but my faith is lacking.
啊，求你能够帮助我们。
Please help us.
所以后来耶稣就动了慈心了，把那个孩子身上的鬼就把他赶出去呀，让他得平安了。
So later on, Jesus cast out the demon that was in the child, so that
he would
have peace. 所以
很多的父母啊，都能够为着孩子的病痛啊，哀哭流泪，为他们祷告。
So a lot of parents are able to cry and pray for the sickness.
但是啊，为着孩子的灵性，为着他们的信仰啊，我们更应当为他们哀哭祷告。
But furthermore, we should weep for the spirituality of our children.
啊，因为我们现在为他们哀哭啊，我们将来才能够得安慰啊，才能够得喜乐。
Because if we weep for their spirituality now, then we will be comforted later.
所以耶稣说啊，你们不要为我哭啊。
That is why Jesus said, "Do not weep for me."
要为着自己，为着自己的儿女来哭。
But weep for yourselves, weep for your children.
所以我们要常常为着我们的家人，为我们的儿女啊，为他们流泪、祷告、哀哭。
And so often we must weep in our prayers for our family members and for our children.
我们的眼泪啊，能够蒙神纪念。
And our tears will be remembered by God.
所以我们也要为教会的圣工，为软弱的弟兄姊妹啊，互相的代祷。
And we must intercede for the holy work at church and also the brothers and sisters
who are weak. 主耶稣要进到耶路撒冷的时候，
When Jesus was entering Jerusalem, he wept.
他说：耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊。
He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
我真恨不得你知道你将来的日子。
I want you to know the outcome that is to come.
因为啊，你们常常杀害先知啊，所以你们将来要变成一个荒场。
And because you kill the prophets, later on your outcome would not be good.
耶路撒冷是以色列人拜神的地方。
And Jerusalem is a place where the people
worship God. 但他们常常违背神的命令。
But they often went against the commands of God.
杀害先知啊，最后又杀害救主。
And they killed the prophets, and in the end they killed Savior.
所以啊，后来他们就变成荒凉了，百姓就被遣散在各国。
And later on, they were destroyed.
他说我们要常常为教会啊，还要教会的圣工啊，常常祷告。
So often we must pray for the holy work in church.
我们的祷告啊，神会纪念的。
And God will remember our prayers.
好像尼希米啊，为耶路撒冷祷告。
And just like Nehemiah who prayed for Jerusalem.
后来神就给他回去啊，有机会来重建耶路撒冷城。
And so later on, God gave him the opportunity to go back and rebuild the city.
对，诗篇里面说啊，耶路撒冷啊。愿爱你的人啊，都能够得到兴旺。
And so in the book of Psalms it says, Jerusalem, may all those who love you be revived.
所以我们盼望常常啊，关心神的教会啊，啊，能够为教会的圣工啊，为教会的发展来祷告。
So we must pray for the development and the work of the church.
还为软弱的弟兄姊妹啊，彼此代祷。
And we must also intercede for brothers and sisters.
那腓立比书第三章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章十七节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 17.
腓立比书三章十七节。
Chapter 3 verse 17.
弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些啊照我们榜样行的人。十八节。
18.
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我理智告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们。十九节
19.
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。保罗说啊，他常常为教会软弱的弟兄啊帮助祷告。
And Paul said he often prayed for the weak brothers and sisters.
因为他们常常行事啊是十字架的仇敌。
And because they are enemies of the cross of Christ.
没有办法体会啊，主耶稣基督啊的心肠。
And they are unable to experience.
常常所行所做的都是跟神的救恩啊，就是对立的。
And so what they do and what they say is against.
那他说，我常常告诉你们，现在还流泪的劝勉你们。
And he said that I often tell you this, and now I plead to you with tears.
说这样的人啊，最后啊，他们的结局啊，就是沉沦。
That the destiny of these people is destruction.
因为他们专以地上的事为念。
Because their mind is on earthly things.
保罗在以弗所教会要离开的时候啊。
And when Paul was at the church in Ephesus.
他也告诉当地的长老。
He told the elders there.
他说啊，你们要纪念我这三年来。
He said that you must remember my work in these past
years. 常常流泪来劝你们。
That I have often wept in tears and pleaded.
啊，现在我要离开了。
And now I'm going to depart.
啊，将来你有那个凶暴的豺狼会进来。
And in the end, there will be the ferocious wolf.
因为他不爱惜羊群。
Because they do not love the sheepfold.
所以你们要好好的照顾牧养神的群羊。
So you must take care of the flock of Christ.
我们看到啊，一个牧者啊，为着教会的软弱啊，常常流泪哀哭啊，为他们祷告。
So we see that the shepherd often mourns and weeps for the flock.
说这样的眼泪啊，是能够得到纪念的。
And these tears will be remembered.
我们最后来看耶利米书十三章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 13.
耶利米书十三章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 16.
耶利米书十三章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 16.
主你们的神为使黑暗来到，你们的脚为在昏暗的山上半跌之先，当将荣耀归给他，免得你们盼望光明。他使光明变为死荫，成为幽暗。十七节。
17.
说你们如果不听啊这些话，我必使你们的骄傲在暗地里哭泣，我眼睛啊必痛哭流泪，因为主的群众啊都被掳去了。耶利米称为一个流泪的先知啊。
And Jeremiah, he was known as a weeping prophet.
因为当时的选民啊， 他们是在整个国家快要灭亡之前。
Because the chosen people at that time, they were at a time where the kingdom was about to be
destroyed. 他一直的流泪劝勉他们啊，叫他们要归回向神。
And even though he wept bitterly for them to return to God.
啊，那时候他的劝勉啊，没有人要听。
No one listened to his plea.
反而让这个耶利米啊受到很多的苦。
And so Jeremiah suffered because of this.
所以他说啊，他眼泪啊，啊。说啊，痛哭啊，流泪啊，因为最后啊，这些百姓都要被掳去了。
And he said that his eyes will weep bitterly, overflowing with tears, because these people will be taken captive.
我们再看耶利米书三十一章。
We turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
十六节。
Verse 16.
耶利米书三十一章十六节。
Chapter 31, verse 16.
主如主说啊，你禁止声音啊，不要哀哭，禁止眼目不要流泪，因为你所做的功啊，必有赏赐，他们必从敌国归回。这是神说的十七节。
17.
神说啊，你幕后啊，必有指望，你的儿女啊，必回到自己的境界。虽然耶利米啊一直为着百姓啊哀哭流泪
，and so Jeremiah he kept warning and weeping for the people.
啊，但是神后来安慰他说：“你以后可以不要哀哭，不要流泪了。
”But God here he comforted him, said, "No longer weep."
因为你所做的功啊，将来会得赏赐。
For your work will be rewarded.
啊，这些啊被掳的百姓啊，将来有一天呐、啊，他们要归回。
And these people, they will eventually return to the land.
啊，所以神会让你们啊幕后有指望。
So God will give you hope for the future.
因为神要让你们的儿女啊最后会回到自己的境界。
Because God will let your children return to their own land.
啊，所以我们看到啊这种流泪的祷告啊，真的蒙神纪念。
So we see that these tears, wept while praying are really remembered.
我来唱诗520首。
Let us sing hymn 520.